I'm Faye Emery and I'm a torchbearer in Coventry. I live in Rugby and I have a husband and two children. In September 2009, I had a joyous event, found out that I was expecting my second child. And when I was around 14 weeks pregnant, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was devastating at the time. My immediate thoughts were whether I was going to make it through, and also I was told that I might have to consider terminating the pregnancy in order to have treatment. We went ahead with the treatment, but every time, every single chemotherapy session I had, I came out of wondering, is this it? Is that the chemotherapy session that's going to end the pregnancy? Unfortunately, it was a risk that I had to take because my cancer was aggressive, and if I'd have delayed treatment, I might not have made it either, and I had my other daughter and husband at home that I needed to be mindful of. Looking after a toddler, being pregnant and having chemotherapy, I was exhausted all the time. I now know the meaning of the word exhausted. I don't ever use that word anymore. After the birth, 2 weeks later, she had a chest infection, which I caught. And so I was in isolation on the haematology ward. They diagnosed her with cystic fibrosis. I remember one night and I was just so upset. I was just sat on the bed crying and a nurse came in and all that she did was sat and cuddled me for ages. I never did catch her name. She was amazing. But we've come through that now and she's doing very well and I'm doing very well. My treatment officially ended in July 2010 and I'm running with the torch in July 2012. So this is 2 years since the end of my treatment. When I found out, I was more worried about things like tripping over. Now I'm guessing that actually when I start to run, I'm just going to be quite nervous over the amount of people there. I think I'm just going to end in floods of tears because I'll be so happy that everybody's there to share it with me. I'm only here and the way I am because of those people that supported me when I really needed it. This is probably going to be my one and only chance to do something as amazing as running with the Olympic torch. So I'll be keeping my torch and it'll have pride of place in my lounge. My husband wanted to use it to light the ceremonial barbecue, but I have told him that it's going to be deactivated.